Yeah, good. How are you? Thank you.
This will sit here.
Yeah, hi, Amanda.
I like this sign.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
You need a package.
Hello.
Stunned on that.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order.
Oh, not yet.
It's only 4:59.
Oh, okay.
You got to wait 1 minute.
At 5 o'clock?
Yes, at 5 o'clock.
That's what I was going to say.
It's okay if you start a little louder. You don't want to start before.
Sorry, shaking things up.
No, that's me.
I said 5 minutes. He's like, 5 minutes? I'm like, 5 minutes. That's all we're going to be here.
Well, it depends.
Is this the first meeting ever of a 7-member
board? It is.
Board?
Yep, it is.
It's always been five for 300. No, it's been three. Then five.
Right.
Nothing.
So I've only participated in two of them. Not the third.
Two of them. It's all thanks to Tim and I.
Two of them.
Yeah,
you're
right.
There you go.
Yeah. Which one did you participate? The 3-member board?
No.
Oh,
no.
It was five when I, not long, but it was five. I don't go back that far.
It is now 5 p.m. If you would like to start.
It's now 5 p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Town Fulton Board of Selectmen special meeting, accounts payable Tuesday, November 21st, 2023 at the town hall and virtual. I'd like to consider an act on the accounts payable report that's been distributed to everybody and is available online to Amanda, I believe.
I'll move the adoption as presented. I don't have any questions.
I'll second it, and I have no questions.
Is there any discussion on the adoption of the payable report?
I have one question. Is everything in here, other than the fire truck payment, has already been approved as part of the budget? So there's nothing that's extraordinary.
That's
nothing
correct.
Over
yeah.
Than
yeah. This is the distribution of funds.
As approved.
Yeah, in the it's if I may, remember, we used to have to just sign them off. They were in there. This yeah. is a different iteration of this thing.
Yeah.
Same.
But I just wanted to know whether there's any payments in here that we're approving that are beyond what's already approved in the budget.
No.
Other than
that would have to be done separately.
Even the fire truck was in the budget under capital.
Oh, that was approved by referendum. Correct?
Right. Yeah. But it was also in the capital budget that was approved publicly.
So the total payment is $868,997.45. Is there any more discussion?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Can I ask them?
Yes.
Yep.
Just for, being newer to this, just want to make sure I'm understanding everything. So my first question is, what's the difference between All American Waste and Casella Waste? What's the difference between what they do for us?
So All American Waste does two things for us. One of which is to do the curbside pickup of trash and recyclables. Okay, that is one contract that we have with them. We have a second contract with them to haul our waste from the bulky waste facility, the transfer station over on Notch Road, over to Casella, and Casella actually takes care of our waste disposal.
And which is the contract that we most recent, the one that you had just negotiated?
All of them.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Then item on page 3, Bobcat of Connecticut, the excavator rental for library patio project, was that paid for by the grant, or was that above
yes.
and beyond? That was a grant.
It's
okay.
Paid for by the grant.
Okay. Page 7, I see the truck is on here. So does that mean we took possession of the truck?
The truck came on Friday.
Okay.
It has some outfitting that's being done. It will not go into service until all that's done. The expectation is sometime in December.
Great.
I should add that our staff had gone out to the factory to look at the fire truck and had a small checklist of items that needed to be taken care of. And it's been verified by the Bolton Fire Chief and the town mechanic that all of those issues have been resolved to their satisfaction.
Great. So one of my questions was the paving within budget, but I think you already answered that because otherwise we probably would have had to do a transfer. The decent cost on page 10 for catch basin tops, risers, and catch basin sump road repair. What road was that for?
So I can tell you that we paved Williams Road and we paved French Road, or a section of about 3,000 feet of French Road. It's probably a combination of both of those locations.
Okay, that are feeding into that expense on page 10 as well.
Yep.
Okay. Helpful. I just wanted to make sure there weren't any issues we weren't aware of with a road. And then looking at the engineer, I believe Nathan L. Jacobson and Associates, there's a bunch of consulting fees under there for this month. And I just hadn't, like, what is the Lori Lane drainage study? What is the Loomis Commons road study?
Well, can I take those one at a time?
Yep.
So I think Selectman's Office, Herrick Park Soccer Fields is pretty clear.
Yeah.
And the community connectivity grant, you know, that's continued consulting for the connectivity trail that's currently underway.
Yep.
The Lori, it's not Lori Lane, it'd be Lori Road.
Okay.
We have a drainage issue up behind Lori Road in the Heritage Farm. Is it not Heritage Farm? It is High Ridge Farm subdivision. We have some drainage issues up there with roots in the perforated pipe that goes between the catch basins, and there's some damage to that pipe that needs to be replaced. Twice now we've actually gone in there and jetted roots out.
Yes.
The problem we have is it's a very wet location, and we're looking at getting some frost in the ground before we can actually go in there with machines and other equipment to try to put together a repair. So I actually have, I've tasked both the highway foreman and the town engineer to look at a plan for the repairs. Let's get the material in place so that when the opportunity is ripe for getting in there, the conditions are correct, we can get in there and get it done. This has been an ongoing issue for a couple of years, and we just need to get it resolved.
Gotcha.
So Loomis Road, we also have a drainage issue where the town is dumping water onto private property, and we are trying to resolve that issue. That's been an ongoing issue for a number of years. And we are looking at two different options. One would be acquiring some easements to take that water further down into a leak off area. The other would be to go along the property line on the right hand. If you're looking at the high school from Brandy Street, it would be along the property line on the right hand side and take that back to a detention area in the rear of the school. And then the WATSIP sidewalk design is actually the Heritage Farm Trail.
Great.
And we're trying to get that to a point where we can come back to a second public informational meeting. And we're close.
Awesome. I do recall you mentioning that previously. And then can you help me understand how our contract with Novus works? Does it include a certain amount of hours, and then anything above and beyond that is extra, or do they just bill us by the hour?
So there's a couple of different things. So we have a contract with them that we approved and executed for cybersecurity work, and that is ongoing, and they bill us for portions of that work as they complete the work.
Okay.
But then we also have a monthly fee of a little over $3,000 for IT support.
Okay.
And that's a fixed rate for those services. But then we also, at the behest of the Board of Selectmen and the request of the Registrar of Voters, we had a contract for services for a period from 6 o'clock in the morning until midnight for that one particular day. And their services were required at one point. Was an expensive day's work, but it was needed. And so we had that piece as well. So you may be seeing three different pieces of that in this particular APB.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I think that was it. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Jim, just for clarification, you said that contracts, we're paying $3,000 a month for IT services?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little, that's rough numbers. I don't remember the exact number, but that's the recurring monthly fee.
Yep. Okay. One more time. Any more discussion? I'll call for a vote. Bob?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And chair votes aye.
Amanda.
Amanda?
Aye.
Okay. So the vote is unanimous and it's passed. So now we call the meeting.
No, we have budget transfers. We have none, right?
Yeah. We have no budget transfers. Nope.
I make a motion we adjourn. Okay. With
second.
That motion, thank you. And with that motion, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Very good.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Amanda.